Active Vedanta Players, in conjunction with RadioStories.com, humbly present Lust, Greed and Anger Search for Death, a modern adaptation of the famous English poet Geoffrey Chaucer's Pardoner's Tale.
Good day, madam.
Good day to you. What do you have for me to enjoy?
Well, we have beer and the finest wines.
Oh, wine! How delectable. Give me some at once. Let me taste it.
Good day, sir.
Good day. You know, I'm feeling a little hungry. What do you have to eat?
Well, we have these cakes, sir.
Right. Give me 18 of them. And the biggest glass of beer that you've got.
This is the biggest glass we have, sir.
Well, you'd better give me a bucket, then. Out of my way, you idiot! Hey, you! Give me some liquor and make it quick! I'm in a bad mood! Might I ask, madam, what are you doing in this country?
Of course. Let me introduce myself. My name is Lust. My business is enjoyments. Thus, I travel throughout the world searching for new tastes, new sounds, new sights, new sensual pleasures to enjoy. But pray, sir, who are you?
My business is similar to yours, and my name is Greed. My aim in life is to consume more and more, for my desires are limitless. But please, tell us, sir, who are you?
None of your business. Mind your own affairs.
Oh, dear. Look out the window there. What a terrible sight.
Whoa. What is it?
Look. It's a coffin being carried for burial. How awful. They should not upset people by allowing such things to be seen.
Yes. Innkeeper. Who is the poor soul being taken there for burial?
Oh, sirs, it's too awful to speak of. I couldn't tell you.
Tell us, you idiot!
Oh, yes, sir. Well, you see, around here, there lives a most infamous villain, a most terrible and fearsome person. Now he roams throughout this country, killing every person he meets, and it seems certain that not one of us will escape from his clutches. He'll have us all.
Who is this villain? What's his name?
Oh, I dare not repeat it, sirs. I dare not.
You better repeat it.
Very well. I will tell you. His name is Death.
Death?
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 Yes, sirs. Death.
Well, my friends, I have a suggestion to make. As it seems that all of us are in danger from this death person, I think we must take action to stop his nefarious deeds. Let us go in search of death. And when we find him, we will finish him off. Yes, we shall finish him off once and for all.
I agree. We must stop this death, for his vain name strikes terror in my heart.
He makes me so angry just thinking about him.
Wait. Innkeeper, tell us where this death is to be found.
Oh, sirs, his activities are a great mystery. No one knows where he will strike next. But they do say that those who are old walk always in his shadow, and they are closest to him.
Oh no! We've been searching for hours, and we have come up with no trace of death. I am exhausted.
Yes, this is a waste of time. It makes me so angry. Whose clever idea was this anyway?
Wait, friends. Look. Over there's an old man. Surely he must be expecting death. Anger, bring him over here for questioning.
Hey, you! Come over here at once! That's right.
Old man, we are searching for the villain who is known as Death. For we have decided to put a stop to his evil ways.
And we think that you know where we can find Death. Now, you must tell us.
I have no idea where Death is. For though I am old, he has not yet approached me. I warn you, sirs, give up your quest, for no good will come of it.
You are lying. You are a friend of Death, and so you're trying to protect him from us. Tell us at once or I'll cut off your head.
No. It is true that I have never seen Death. But if you are determined to search him out, then I have heard that he is lurking in a cave at the summit of Mount Doom. But first, you must cross the River of Illusion and the Forest of Entanglement. If you search, then surely you will find him.
Come then. Let us go there at once.
Well, here we are at last.
The River of Illusion.
I hate rivers.
We're not going to cross that, are we?
There's not even a bridge!
Does that mean we'll have to, swim across?
Swim? I can't swim! I'll get all my hair wet!
Will you stop complaining and get in the water before I kill you both?
Oh, my hair's ruined now! I only had it done yesterday!
Help! Help!
What's the matter with you?
I can't swim. I'm too fat.
Will you just kick your legs, you fat oaf?
Oh, I look so awful. I'm just dripping wet.
I hate rivers. I hate being wet. It makes me so angry.
Give me a container. I want to keep as much water as I can for the journey.
Well, all I have is these wine glasses.
What are you going to do, throw out the wine? Get walking. We've got a long way to go yet.
Yeah.
What's this?
Oh, how romantic. It's a forest.
Every forest of entanglement I come across makes me so angry. Let's go in there. Maybe there's something valuable to be found. Greed, do you have to eat everywhere we go?
Oh, so many brambles in my hair. Oh, and I just broke a fingernail. Oh, my dress is all torn. What's that?
Ah, a tiger. Maybe we can capture it and sell it to the local zoo for a good profit.
It looks like it's going to eat us.
I've got a dagger here. These tigers make me so angry! Come on, tiger! Come on, tiger!
You killed him!
Never mind. We can still sell the skin at the market for a hefty profit.
Forget it. Let's just get on with it.
Oh, what a beautiful mountain.
I wonder if there's any gold or silver hidden up there.
You idiot. That's the mountain of doom. We're supposed to climb that.
Oh, dear me. Climb that?
Well, we might as well get on with it then. That's a long way down.
Keep climbing, you idiots!
At last. Look! There's the cave the old man described. That's where death is supposed to be. There's no one here at all. Nothing except this old chest.
The old man must have been lying.
How dare he lie to us? Let's teach the old wretch a lesson.
Well, let us look inside this chest first. Perhaps there may be a clue in there.
Riches here for all of us to share. Rather, we should celebrate our good fortune. I will go to that inn we just passed and bring some wine here so that we can refresh ourselves.
Oh, an excellent suggestion. Now, Anger, here is a chance for us to improve on our fortune. It is true that there is plenty of gold here for three people. But how much more would there be if the treasure were split only two ways?
What's your idea, then?
When our friend Lust returns, we will do away with her. And keep all the riches for ourselves.
What a splendid idea! My dagger is ready.
Look, she is returning now. Act naturally.
Here you are, my friends, the finest wine. After all, we can certainly afford it now.
Thank you. We have something for you, dear friend. Don't we, Anna?
We do indeed!
Now all the riches are for us two alone. Let us drink to celebrate our success.
What's the matter with you? What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you?
Poison.
Joy limitlessly impossible. No one can defy death and the myriads who have passed through the door of darkness. Not one returned to tell us of the road. To discover it, you must travel it as well.
Lust, Anger, and Greed Search for Death. A modern adaptation of Geoffrey Chaucer's Hardner's Tale. Recorded at Bactivedanta Manor in Watford, England. Copyright 2000 by the Bactivedanta Players. Bacta Neil played the innkeeper. Prema Leela played Lust. Radha Mohan played Greed. Vipramukhya Swami played Anger and Death. Shuti Dharma played the Old Man. Sound effects and music added by Vipramukhya Swami. Sophia Ilias was your announcer. This has been a RadioStories.com production.